Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Now, for the days, the Gemara here is discussing the iser of kibus, of washing clothing, on the shuur shechal bei tisha b'av. The Gemara is a discussion, if you allow to wash it, it's the only iser to wash it if you're going to wear it right away. How about washing it to leave it? The Gemara ends up bringing a brisa that says, basically, also the chabas of the tisha b'av, fil anich lacha tisha b'av. Even to leave it after Tisha B'av, and that's the halacha. But that Brisa says, Giyitz shalanu kekibus shalahen. Our gihutz is like their kibus. And the second thing, kli pishtan ein ben mishum gihutz. Kli pishtan, linen clothing, which the Rishayim explained means old linen clothing as opposed to new ones, it's impossible to do gihutz on them. They don't have gihutz. What exactly is gihutz? The Beis Yosef brings the machlokes Rishonim. The Aruch says it means to take a stone and a smooth stone and to smooth out the clothing, which is like pressing the clothing. The Mukhi Yosef in Ma'at Katan, the Beis Yosef brings, says gihutz means washing with detergent. That's a question what gihutz means. Now, what does it mean, gihutz shalonu kikibus shalahen? Rashi and all the Rishonim agree to this pshat, that the kibbutz shalanu, meaning the kibbutz of Bnei Bavel, is not a kibbutz. It doesn't wash properly. And then Chazal never asked the washing that's done in Bnei Bavel. But the gihutz that's done in Bnei Bavel, that's usher, like the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. Then, what does it mean, kli pishtan ein ben mishum gihutz? Why not? So that's the machlokes Rishonim, and I just thought, Balabatish at least, that the machlokes maybe is totally just in the two taich, the two pshatim, and what gihutz means. The Ran brings, the Ramban in the Ravid says, because kli pishtan do not get so clean. So therefore, it's impossible to do gihutz on kli pishtan, because they don't get so clean. Kli tzemah get clean, kli pishtan do not. So lefi zeh, in Bavel, right, you could do gihutz, and then consequently, in Eretz Yisrael, you'd also be able to do kibbutz at least on kli pishtan. Just like in Bavel, the gihutz shalanu kekibbutz shalahem, the gihutz, the washing through gihutz, is the same as the washing, the regular washing in Eretz Yisrael. If the issue is they don't get too clean, so then the heter would be even the kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. But he brings the chacham akayler b'yudibar b'yitzchak, it says a different pshat. That gihutz means it gets restored to its newness. It looks new. By kli pishtan, when you do gihutz, it looks new. By kli tzemah, I mean. By kli pishtan, when you do gihutz, it doesn't look new. But it's nothing to do with the cleanliness. So this is how Rebitzik Rebbe the holds. There's two things, there's two types of tikkunim you could do with clothing. You could clean them, which there you can't do in Bavel, because the Bavel's kibbutz is poor. And you could press them, I mean, in other words, you could renew them, you could rejuvenate them. And that, you can't do with kli pishtan. But according to that, the kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael and kli pishtan would be asur, because you could clean kli pishtan, you just can't get them to be new again. I thought that the Ramban and the Ravid that are saying that the reason why gihutz doesn't work in kli pishtan is because you can't get it so clean, they're learning gihutz means washing with detergent. So when you wash with detergent in Bavel, that's the same as washing without detergent in Eretz Yisrael. That's how they learned. Kli pishtan, even when you wash with detergent, doesn't get clean. So who would then the washing without detergent in Eretz Yisrael also wouldn't get kli pishtan clean, and that's why it's mutter. Mashen Kain, the Ben Yitzchak Ben Yehuda holds that gihutz is like the aruch. It means pressing them. So kli pishtan become clean, but in Bavel you can't get anything clean. In Bavel all you can do is make it look new. Kli tzemah you can make it look new. Kli pishtan you can't. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the kibbutz does make it clean, there wouldn't be an issur kibbutz. That's what the Ran says. He just doesn't say this thing, there's nafkamina in the taich of gihutz, but that comes out of nafkamina la'alacha. If the point, the reason why there's no gihutz by kli pishtan, don't get it clean, that would apply to kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael as well. If the reason why there's no gihutz by kli pishtan is because it can't become new, so kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael would make it clean, it would be asur. In Bavel, anyway, you can't make anything clean, but you can make it new while you're there gihutz. L'maisa, the minig is, it's brought down in the Rishayim already and in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't do any type of kibbutz, even on kli pishtan. Halacha l'maisa wouldn't make a difference. But in Pshat and Rambam, the Rambam doesn't bring any chilt in kibbutz and gietz. He says asul chames. He doesn't go into this thing about the kibbutz shalanu and kibbutz shalahem and gietz and kibbutz. So the Rambam says, because the Rambam holds, like a Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, that the reason why in Bavel it's no good, because the kibbutz doesn't make it clean, but Kli Pishtan could become clean, it just can't become new. But the Rambam holds that our kibbutz of our days, of the Rambam's days, was already like the kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore everything is aser. One more nekuda in the Gemara. Later in the Gemara brings down a braisa that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, or if Erev Tisha comes on Shabbos, Ya'echel v'sheisa kol tzayko, yomal shechane filu kasu d'shleimei b'shatei. You could even drink whatever you want, and you could have anything you want. You can say d'shleimei b'shatei. So the Shaini bring the Tesefta adds four words, Eina menei atzim v'klum, it says. And you don't have to deprive yourself of anything. So I think maybe it means any type of food, but I guess that would be pshita. So the Rishayim learn, it means that you're allowed to do Sicha and Mechitza and Tashmish Amita. Because even though it's Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av was pushed off, you're allowed to do Sicha, Mechitza and Tashmish Amita. That's how the Rishayim learn. Now the Rosh brings a Machlaikis about this. He brings a tshuva from his Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg, who brings a tshuva from his Rebbe, Rebbe Yitzchak Mivina, Dar Zeruah, that Ram Rittenberg brings the tshuva from his Rebbe Yitzchak Mivina that says that it's aser to do dvarim simitzina, just like if somebody's relative, close relative, dies on Yom Tov, and the shiva gets pushed off to after Yom Tov, but the dvarim simitzina, the things that are private, rechitza sicha and hashamita, are neig already on Yom Tov. So too, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it gets pushed off to after Shabbos, the dvarim simitzina, the rechitza sicha and hashamita, will be neig also on Shabbos. And the Rambam argues, he says, it's not the same. They weren't machmer as much by Tisha B'Av as they were by Avelis. But he says, very interesting. He says, L'maisa, Klal Yisrael should do like my Rebbe, Kedaya Beis L'Kenu Lav in Achas B'Shana. And he says, even if I would be machmer, he'd be mekel, you could do like my Rebbe. Certainly, if he's machmer, I'm mekel, you should do like my Rebbe. But the Rosh brings the Dominigas, and the Torah also brings this in Rishayim, to be matter, because the Tosefta says there are halacha lemaisa, though the Ramah brings that the later Rishayim, Rav Avraham Prague, the Menhagim, the Aguda were and Marshal, they were all machmed by Dvarim Shabbatzina, and lemaisa the Ramah brings to be machmed by Dvarim Shabbatzina by Tisha B'Av Shchalias B'Shabbos. But I just want to say one shtickel from the Minchas Chinuch that he says, so how can we wash then if we're going to be machmed Tash Shamita? What about from Mechitza? So he says a Gemal Negezach like this. When someone's sitting Shiva, he could wash his hands in cold water in his face and his feet. It's only on Tisha B'Av he can't. Why? Not because of Avelis, but because of Tainus, like we had before. Just like Yom Kippur, we don't wash. That's not because of Avelis. That's because it's one of the five Inuyim. So it's very interesting. Achilu Shtiyam is an Issa by Tainus, not by Avel. And let's say learning Torah is an Issa by Avel, not by Tainus. And on Yom Kippur, Chitza, Sicha, Nil, Sustandal, and Tashamita really are both. And Avul is us in these things, and by Tainus, like Yom Kippur, is us in these things. But there's a difference in Rechitza, because the Rechitza that's us because of Avul, and Avul at sitting Shiva is allowed to wash the hands and face in cold water. That it's us and Tisha B'Av is us Tainus. The Tainus is certainly pushed off till Sunday. You certainly don't do any of the five Inuyim on Tisha B'Av. The Shabbos, the Avelis. By Avelis, Tashamit is Nisra Avelis, and washing in hot water is Nisra Avelis. But washing in cold water is no Nisra Avelis, just Tainus and Nail is no Havimit Atasa and Tisha B'Av. That's the Minchas Chinuch Shtickel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.